Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pitt plays Ohio coming up tomorrow. Morning game for the Pitt Panthers. They play the Bobcats down at Heinz Field. We talk to Pat right now. Pat, good morning. How is everything?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. We're at American Natural here out on Route 8. Stop by and see us if you get an opportunity. Not Pat. Pat's a South Hills guy, but and he's on his way into work, working hard, getting ready for the game. Pat, tell me this. From week one to week two, the old teams get better between week one and week two. Can Pitt get better? Will they get better? What do they need to do to get better?
Yeah, certainly they can, Colin. I think you watch the film and watch the game back. I mean, there was a lot left on that field. Certainly on offense, I thought there were guys open. And, Pat Narduzzi said that a couple times this week, and I would reiterate it. And then there were some drops and some penalties, obviously turnovers, special teams, muff punt, and then defensively just making plays on the ball and eliminating some third and long conversions. So there's a lot to clean up, and you got to get it done quick. Obviously a morning game, and Ohio's no pushover. I mean, this is a team that's predicted to win the MAC. Frank Stolich is a really good coach, and they got a solid quarterback just like Virginia did.
Pat, it seemed to me that even though the offensive line did not play a phenomenal game in front of him, Kenny Pickett, even when he had time, was having trouble with the decision-making process. He was either moving too quickly and throwing to spots that were maybe red open at the line but then weren't open, or holding on to the ball too long more often than not. And then, again, his receivers didn't help him either. What did you notice in Kenny in that opening game, and is it necessarily a positive that he had to drop back and throw the ball 41 times?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a positive because, you always have with Mark Whipple is spring ball and training camp. You know, it hasn't been – the bullets haven't been flying, and that was the first live action. And he'll be able to see on film right away what trusting it is and what not trusting it is. And I think there were times when he went back there and was trying to make a play and not just trust in the offense and getting the ball out of his hand. Obviously, he can do things with his feet, and it's a fine line telling a kid, hey, get rid of it, when he can make a first down on third and eight with his legs. But you also, can't take those repeated shots, can't take sacks to put you, from a 44-yard field goal to a 50-yard field goal. I think it comes back to, for Kenny, his eyes and just trusting the design of the offense. And, I think that will come with time. I know this is year two of him being a starter. Patience is wearing thin with the public. But, again, I've seen enough to know that he can play at a high level. It's a matter of doing the simple things well and then getting into a rhythm and getting some confidence back. Obviously, he's still trying to dig himself out of that. And hopefully tomorrow can be an opportunity for him. Mark Whipple's had success against Ohio. Hopefully tomorrow is an opportunity for him to get some confidence going again.
Tell me about Nathan Rourke and what he brings to Ohio.
Air Canada, I think, is what they call him. He's a Canadian kid. His brother's his backup. So they're he's a disciplined guy. He gets rid of it. He doesn't throw picks. He's an active part of their run game, more so even than Bryce Perkins was for Virginia, I think. I mean, they'll do zone read. They'll do some design quarterback run. But when he throws it, the ball is out. It doesn't take a lot of sacks. He's accurate. He's not the biggest guy in the world, so I think you can get your hands up a little bit and try to affect the passing lanes with some of the size that Pitt has. But he's just a really, really good football player. And, he fits into the mold. I'm not saying this caliber of player, but when you look at guys like McSorley or Mackenzie Milton, the guys that Pitt's seen over the years that can do run and pass and are really a part of every single play, he's of that variety.
Pat, first it was Rashad Weaver, now it's Keyshawn Camp. How many more shots can this defense withstand?
I think they can hopefully no more. They're two bestie linemen. I mean, two most experienced other than Amir Watts, most pedigree coming into this year. Keyshawn had a great, great day in his time against Virginia. It's six pressures, so that's a big loss. I mean, he's a bona fide three technique. That's an excellent pass rusher. I think they're deeper on that side of the ball. I think I told you guys that when we talked about Rashad going out. But, you know, depth only goes so far, and you can be deep, but losing players like that, senior, you know, veteran guys, you know, it's a lot to make up for, and there's a lot of production that's, you know, off that stat sheet for sure.
Another minute or so with Pat Bostic here as we talk about Pitt and Ohio tomorrow. Pat, I can't figure it out. Is Taysir Mack a guy that grabs the spotlight, that wants the spotlight when the game comes on, or is Taysir Mack a guy who's better during practice and is a little bit gun-shy when the lights come on in a game? I can't figure him out, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, it's that's a tough one. I mean, I think he's an all-conference caliber player. I think he's shown that against, obviously, Wake Forest last year. He flashed in some games where he had some really big catches. And obviously, I mean, he's first in the conference in yards per catch. But, you know, you go back to the drop against Virginia, and that's a play you just have to have. I mean, especially from a guy like that. So, you know, he's obviously got to get his confidence back. And I think he has plenty of ability. But the mental toughness to bounce back from a day like that, you know, that's what makes good players great. And you got to rise up. And I mean, he's a guy tomorrow that could go out and have a big day as well. And, you know, I think that's certainly an antidote for Kenny Pickett, is throwing the ball deep to him and getting a big play out of it. That can solve a lot of your problems.
Before we let you run, Pat, I want to ask, back to Kenny Pickett for just a moment. Kids these days, and I'm using the phrase kid about Kenny Pickett because he's from a younger generation who they've come up maybe without coaches that hammer them over and over and over again and are necessarily tough on them. We saw Mark Whipple really get into Kenny Pickett this past Saturday night. From what you know of Kenny, how will he respond to that?
I think he'll respond to it well. I mean, you know, when coaching aligns with the film, you know, when you're not just getting yelled at for the sake of getting yelled at, when you look at the tape and you're like, oh, man, he's right. There's guys open. I got to get it out. I mean, that affirms that, you know, the guy's coaching because he cares about you. And Kenny's mature enough and has gone through enough adversity to realize how to take it and ultimately run with it. And I think their relationship is solid. I think Kenny has put his faith in Mark Whipple to get his career back on track and to where people thought it would go. And, you know, I certainly think he will internalize that coaching. And, you know, Mark Whipple is a guy that has gotten the most out of a lot of quarterbacks. So if you're Kenny, you got to trust that.
Pat Bostic. Pat, we thank you so very much. We'll be listening to you tomorrow morning. Pitt takes on Ohio down at the stadium. Thanks again, Pat.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All righty, Pat Bostic here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.